Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. Don't worry, HubSpot's customer platform can help. No more time-consuming tasks, no more chasing down prospect info, no more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot helps you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights to convert them to customers all in one place, making your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
Howdy, folks. It is Monday, March 6th. I'm Jacob Cohen, and you are listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, we're going to be talking about Amazon slowing things down a bit. The e-commerce giant was flying high amid the pandemic as consumers flocked to online shopping, but the tides have turned, and CEO Andy Jassy has been hard at work trimming the company's physical footprint. Going into the weekend, the company confirmed it paused construction on its second headquarters. So what is going on there? We'll discuss, but first, let's take a quick look at what else is going on in the world of business and tech. Let's get crack-lackin'. All right, we've got a rapid news roundup ready for you, so let's get right into it. First things first, Apple supplier Foxconn is weighing a major expansion in its Indian production capacity of the iPhone to around 20 million units per year by 2024, up from around 6 million units today as Apple looks to diversify away from China. We've also got a bunch of AI news today. Inflection AI, a startup working on a personal assistant for the web, could raise $675 million after raising $225 million in 2022. Also, Character AI, a startup that hosts ChatGPT-like conversations in the style of characters spanning from Elon Musk to Mario, is now valued at around $1 billion. We've also got some price cuts. Meta is slashing the Meta Quest Pro's price tag from around $1,500 to around $1,000, and the 256-gigabyte version of the Quest 2 from around $500 to around $430. And this is a big deal as it looks to expand its total addressable market for the headset. During an internal presentation reported on by The Verge, Meta's vice president for virtual reality, Mark Rabkin, told staff that Meta has sold over 20 million Quest headsets to date. For a gaming comparison, the Nintendo GameCube only sold 21 million consoles ever. In other news, London-based Electrify Video Partners charged up. The group raised $50 million to invest in and buy YouTube channels and help them grow. Also, Ford last week submitted a patent application for a system that could help make it easier to repossess a car with self-driving tech. A Ford spokesperson told NPR the company has no plans to actually deploy the tech. Also, as part of streamlining operations for Chili's more than 1,100 restaurant locations and 60,000 workers, CEO Kevin Hochman has apparently ended an unnecessary shrimp bagging process that'll save $6 million in annual labor costs. He also ended the practice of serving fries in individual baskets, according to the Wall Street Journal, which is saving employees from washing 40 million baskets of fries a year. Also, speaking of fries, in 2022, Americans spent around $1 billion buying air fryers, a 51% jump from 2019, according to the NPD Group. And per CNBC, Adam Graves, the president of Nestle's U.S. pizza and snacks division, he estimates that around 60% of U.S. homes now have an air fryer. All right, and before we get to today's main story, here's a quick grab bag of stats around a trend that we've been following. We were thinking of calling this segment the Stats Blat, but we'll have to see if that sticks, and I have a feeling it will not. But for now, we're calling it that. And anyway, today's Stats Blat is about the rising cost of dating. This is something many people around the world are feeling, and it's an issue that has been particularly exacerbated by inflation. So let's get to it. Match Group recently estimated U.S. daters are collectively spending more than $117 billion annually looking for love, or around $1,560 per person per year, which is up 40% in the last 10 years. Now, Match, which, by the way, owns Tinder and was reportedly testing a $500 per month premium plan on the app, also found in a recent study that today's singles' top three worries are not things like looks, first impressions, or rejections, but rather the economy, their long-term finances, and the effects of inflation. Another report on the subject from LendingTree found 19% of daters are going on fewer dates because of inflation. That's understandable. The latest inflation report in February showed the price of eating food away from home was up 8.2% year over year, and the cost of drinking alcohol away from home was up 6.9%. And that's today's StatsPlat. And with that, let's talk about Amazon. Okay, so for much of the last few years, the e-commerce giant was truly flying high as consumers flocked online shopping amid the pandemic. But across much of the e-commerce and broader tech industry as a whole, things have slowed down, and while still very much a powerhouse with growth forecast in a variety of segments, Amazon has not been immune to this slowdown. What's been most widely reported is the company's 18,000-person layoff across primarily its devices, retail and stores, and human resources divisions. But also in 2022, Amazon announced plans to shutter 68 brick-and-mortar pop-up Amazon Books and four-star stores across the U.S. and the U.K. We also learned last week that Amazon announced the closure of 8 Go convenience stores across Seattle, New York City, and San Francisco. And now, going into last weekend, we also heard from Amazon's real estate chief, who confirmed to Bloomberg that the company paused construction on HQ2, its long-awaited second headquarters located in Arlington, Virginia. So some context on HQ2. In 2017, Amazon announced plans to open HQ2, which will be its second North American headquarters, and the company then said it would expect to invest over $5 billion in construction in the project and grow it to include as many as 50,000 high-paying jobs. And cities went absolutely berserk over this. They offered wild competing tax and other incentives, and a bunch of spoof videos were made about this. We recommend you go check them out. Not a spoof, Columbus, Ohio even vowed to lower its murder rate trying to attract the company there. Amazon ended up choosing Arlington, which offered up to $550 million in hiring incentives and a portion of its hotel tax, as well as New York City, though the New York City plans were scrapped eventually after some dramatic pushback there. But fast forward to today in Arlington, Amazon remains committed to the city, it says, but it's taken some time to reevaluate its office plans there to make sure they fit with the company's needs. They have already hired more than 8,000 people in the area. They plan to hire 25,000, according to the New York Times. The company still has a two-tower complex that can accommodate 14,000 workers scheduled to open in June. On Pause is a complex consisting of 3 office towers and a conference center. Interestingly, CEO Andy Jassy also recently announced that the company would be requiring Amazon's white-collar employees to come back to the office 3 days per week. When that happened, almost 15,000 of them joined an internal Slack channel set up in protest to the move. Perhaps this is playing into this move a bit. Meanwhile, Amazon stock rose nearly 3% on the news, and developer JBG Smith Property saw an 8% dip, which is a record low for them. Big picture, it appears CEO Andy Jassy is looking to shed some weight. Well, not Andy himself. He looks great. Andy looks great. But as for the company, Amazon, it's looking like lean growth here on out. And bada bing, bada boom, that's going to do it for us today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Ezra Trupiano. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, not sure what you're doing with your life, go sign yourself up at thehustle.co/email. Hope you have an amazing Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. This great new podcast just came out, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's called The Next Wave, AI and the Future of Technology, and it's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. And of course, it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. You can catch The Next Wave with Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands, who are leading AI creators who are your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is a bit fragmented, but The Next Wave strives to be the leading podcast on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. You can listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.